You're listening to the E2C Network, podcast by Auburn fans for Auburn fans. Brought to you by the Auburn Uniform Database. Visit them at auburnuniforms.com.
Where you go, Auburn fans? Welcome to No Huddle, your source for Auburn football news and discussion, part of the E2C Network. I'm AJ Richardson, and we're going to the Outbowl, mate. How you doing, Ben?
Outback Bowl bound. Getting to play the Golden Gophers.
From Minnesota.
Gonna eat some bloomin' onions.
Yeah.
Gonna go 10-3.
Yeah. We're going to get that 10-point. I don't know. I lost my accent. My Australian accent.
You went from Australian to Jamaican.
Oh, that was funny.
Well, we were wondering how long that would last. 30 seconds.
Whopping. Yeah, maybe. If that. But yeah, we're excited to go to the Outback Bowl. I know some of the Auburn fans, even some of the players, aren't necessarily as excited about it, just because it's not a New Year's Six Bowl. But to me, I feel like it's not that big of a deal. Like, where does that rank to you? I know it's not a New Year's Six Bowl. Seems like we kind of got, we didn't get the Citrus Bowl, which is another, because Alabama got picked it. But I mean, how does it kind of feel to get the Outback Bowl again since we just recently had it in 2015?
I'm super happy about it. One, because we're not playing Wisconsin.
True.
And two, because, while it's not a New Year's Six Bowl, it's on New Year's Day and I don't have to work, so I get to watch it.
Yes,
so I'll
too.
Be very happy about that.
I was talking to my dad today. I'm probably going to go.
Oh, really?
We're already talking about getting some
there
tickets
you go.
For it.
Tampa.
Make a fun New Year's trip. So.
Nice.
I think that would be a fun place. I've heard some really good things about, I've been to Tampa before. We did Busch Gardens when I was younger, but this would be a fun, I feel like a fun adult trip. I've heard of some really fun things to do around the Tampa Bay area.
An adult trip?
I mean, instead of like a kid trip where you're just doing like the rides and whatever, go out to a nice dinner, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, listeners, if you have any good suggestions, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at @AJAY_.
There you go.
Thanks.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I was in Tampa earlier this year, but it was for a work trip. So
yeah,
I was looking at Home Depot stores and not anything else. I didn't see the stadium there, though, so I know exactly where we will be beating Minnesota.
Yeah. And the stadium. Okay, so I just thought it was kind of ironic, and other people have noted it. But, we got Australian Aaron, who's Australian.
Australian Aaron.
From
went to Outback.
He went to Outback.
Some good steaks.
Yeah, he said their steaks are good. He said, what was it? The Bloomin' Onions don't exist.
That's not a thing.
I was like, I totally believe that's an Americanized thing, that whatever, Bloomin' Onions, they came up with those in America.
But see, I go to Outback for the Bloomin' Onion and the bread,
okay.
And I stay for the steak and shrimp.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not a big onion, I'm not a huge Bloomin' Onion fan, but their bread. Holy crap.
And then,
I'll eat that all day.
The breading on the Bloomin' Onion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm not a huge onion fan either. And I haven't eaten, so I'm quite hungry. But I would literally just pull the bread off and dip it in that delicious orange sauce.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
Hey, and if we win, don't they typically give to one team or the other, either the Bloomin' Onion for free or something? Isn't that right?
I think it's if you're in the game.
Okay.
You can go and get one. I'm not sure, but Caroline and I have a gift card to Outback, so we were like, boom, using that.
Absolutely.
Around that time.
Yeah. And then also the stadium itself, because it's the Buccaneers stadium, they have an actual ship. So I thought, Golden Gophers, their phrase is, what is it again? It's
row the boat.
Yeah. Row the boat, which I kind of get, I was trying to look into that. Why?
Where in Wisconsin is there a boat?
I mean, Minnesota
whatever.
Thank goodness we're not playing Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Are they not this? I've never been to either state, so I don't know where they are. They're like right next to the Great Lakes, right? Is that why?
I guess.
I'm going to look up a map of the United States.
Yeah, and all of our geography listeners are probably shaking their heads right now.
Well, you know what? That's okay, because who cares about Minnesota? They're literally right next to each other, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Yeah. There's one tiny section of Minnesota that is touching the Great Lakes. Is Minnesota the land of the lakes, or is that Wisconsin? They have a bunch of lakes.
I'm not sure about
that. Look, everything I get about from Minnesota is either from How I Met Your Mother or... That's it. That is literally it. Marshall Erickson.
Yes. Ben, you sent me this, and I thought it was kind of the epitome, while you're kind of looking that up, that it's the epitome of a Minnesota fan. It's a sign for game day, and it says, "Never been this good. Don't know what to write." And it's a Minnesota fan just holding up a sign.
Yeah, they went to Minnesota for... I want to say Iron Bowl weekend, but maybe it was the weekend prior.
Might have honestly been.
I feel like it was Iron Bowl weekend, because it was like they could have come to us or they could have gone there, and they went there because I want to say Minnesota's playing Wisconsin in the season, and then just got whooped.
I think you're right. Yeah,
I think that's right. And I find it funny that we're playing the best Minnesota team that has ever been in that state.
Yeah, for sure.
That should be a good thing. But I'm also excited to, you know, play a team that we've never played before.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear that a million times, but it is true. This is a team that we can knock off our list of teams that we've never played before. And that's pretty cool. I love doing that. And I know a lot of people have their own ones. And I even today was like, I heard some that were, I wish we had played Notre Dame in a bowl game. I was like, I mean, that's true. I mean, I would love to play Notre Dame, but I'll take Minnesota for sure. I feel like this is a good, favorable matchup for Auburn. I think we can really do well in this bowl game. Even if somebody like Derrick Brown and Marlon Davidson, just because of how draft eligible they are, I think they might set out, but I don't think that really matters. I don't think Minnesota's defense or their offense is that good to where, like, I think that our defense can't stop them.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where I think our matchup is definitely favored our way because of how good our defense is.
So when Wisconsin played Minnesota, they beat them 38-17. Wisconsin's a run first team and they've got a solid defense. So I feel like we should have a very similar result.
That would be awesome. That would be a fun game. And I don't want to put it on the pedestal of, let's do the same thing we did against Purdue, because I feel like Purdue was way worse than this Minnesota team. But I do think we can score a lot of points on them. I think that is very possible. Now, I don't want to, like, at this point, I don't want to get into, like, I feel like I get into, all right, we're going to beat them down. We're going to beat them by like 30 points in a bowl game. But honestly, it could be a lot closer.
It really depends on
how the guys come out and play. If some of the guys are like they were initially to it, why they had reactions like Anthony Schwartz and Sean Shivers on Twitter just had negative responses. Like, why are we so low? We should have been picked for a New Year's Six. Those were kind of the general like feelings. If they're saying it, I'm sure there's other players saying it elsewhere. So if they have that feeling, you know, 3 weeks from now when we're playing in this game, then I think Minnesota has a good shot. But if Auburn, you know, gets its head right, we've got some extra weeks of practice, we can beat Minnesota and PJ Fleck. Well, let's do it. Let's have some fun and put up some good points and show them what a really good SEC defense can do. I guess overall, are you kind of happy about this? And if so, looking forward to about this instead of saying going to play Michigan? Is there something that makes you more excited about this game than going and play somebody like Michigan?
So lots of questions. I'll answer them, I guess, in a row. Yes, I'm excited about this. This is the matchup that I wanted. So I wanted to play Golden Gophers because we never had before. And I think they're a hilarious mascot.
Yeah. It's great.
And, you know, it's a New Year's Day bowl. All the things that I wanted, checking the boxes. I didn't really want another really tough game. because we've played five of them this year. We've had enough tough games. I would really like to just enjoy a game.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to playing Michigan, I feel like there's a lot of pressure there. And
yeah,
I'm sure the team could beat the crap out of Michigan. Michigan's not very good.
Yeah.
I think Alabama's probably going to do that. Would that have been a better marquee matchup? Probably, but yeah. We've played Michigan in the past, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think that's one of the teams we played. But I liked your point about it would be almost like a lose-lose situation if we play Michigan, because I feel like they're always a little overranked. And even if we did beat them, it's kind of like Auburn was, expected to beat them. But if we lose, that's a big loss.
Yep.
And I don't know. It just looks bad. So I don't know. I think it's a favorable matchup against Minnesota. So I think that's pretty awesome. Do you think any of the either seniors or the draft eligible juniors are going to sit out this bowl?
So one thing real quick, I'm looking at Clint Richardson's Twitter account, ClintAU24, and I see that Michigan is not on here. So we have played Michigan in the past.
Okay.
Minnesota will be checked off, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Will some of the seniors sit out? I wouldn't blame them if they do. And the nice thing is we have a lot of players that are backing them ready to start. So if for whatever reason, Derek Brown or Marlon Davidson or both of them decide to sit out, you know what? They could have left last year, and they very much had every right to because of how good they are.
Yeah.
If they want to, go out on the field for half a game or whatever, or not play at all for this, I mean, I think they're both true Auburn men, and I'm not going to count that against them because they're looking forward to, their futures and their family at this point in a game that, our second string defense could probably be enough. And those guys are going to be leading the team next year. So, I mean, it's even better to get them practice. So,
yeah, absolutely. And at this point, I'm not going to shame either of them or even somebody like Nick Coe from going early and not returning for this game. But I would obviously love it. I would love to see, the full force Auburn defense come in. But, I don't blame them at all if they don't.
I mean, here's the thing is, do you improve your draft stock by playing in this game? I
doubt it.
Can you do any better than Derek Brown did in the Iron Bowl?
Can you get any better than SEC AP player of the year? Not just week, but of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, still pretty impressive. Very impressive. Not just pretty impressive, very impressive. So, yeah, I don't know if you can get much better than that. I mean, are you going to bump up your draft stock just a little bit because you play? But at the same time, he's loved Auburn. He's loved playing at Auburn. So, I don't know. And we'll have to wait and see what he decides to do.
And he's got a kid to play for, and that's why he returned. So,
yeah,
maybe just being Derek Brown, he'll finish it out and say, you don't finish something until you're done with it. So,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see, man. But like I said, if any of the players that are seniors and going pro decide to sit out, I'm not going to hold it against them.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'd love for everyone to be on the field one last time so we get to see them before they go.
Yeah, for sure. As far as let's shift gears a little bit. What did you think of what was it yesterday when we're recording on a Monday? What did you think of how the playoff committee kind of finished out the regular season in their rankings and put them together? And let's just talk about the top four, and then we can talk about other random ones that you want to. But how did you feel the top four specifically and how they were ranked?
I thought it was probably the easiest set because of some of the things that happened on Friday. And I think they got it right, which is good. So the funny thing, and I put out a tweet that said, I hate how much I love Coach O this season. And I just, seriously, that man, what a fantastic fit at LSU.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing what he can do without an amazing quarterback. We'll see. But this year, I'll say, Coach O's awesome this year. And when they had the sitting around press conference type deal asking him, should LSU be number one? He was like, I don't care, man. Just tell me who we're going to play and where we're going to play, and we'll beat them.
And that's awesome.
The fact that he just is like that, I think, is great. Whereas you see the other two undefeated teams, their coaches being like, oh, we should be number one.
Yeah.
Even Clemson, they awarded their players like something where you're undefeated national champions from the previous year and you finished number three. Congratulations or something like that. So, you know, whatever. I think Ohio State and Clemson will show who's the better team. I think Clemson is the better team in that situation.
Do you really?
Yeah, man.
I've been on the Ohio State
bandwagon. You know what?
A little bit.
I can't wait to do a bowl preview show, man.
Yeah, yeah. I know. That'll be a good one.
No, I think
talk about
Clemson hasn't had a challenge this entire season, but they're still stout and stacked. Like, they're absolutely no joke. No one gives them any respect because they play in the ACC and they don't have to play anybody.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's not against them. That's kind of the way that the conference has gone downhill in the past 5 years.
Absolutely.
Fault that FSU is terrible and Virginia Tech is terrible and like the second best team is University of North Carolina. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Dumb.
It is ridiculous how far the ACC has gone down. I mean, Virginia to be playing Georgia? Is that right? Isn't that right? Yeah. No, wait. That's not right. Sorry.
They're playing somebody. Florida?
Virginia. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Virginia's playing in the Orange Bowl. Yeah, Florida. You're right.
Yeah. I wanted that game.
If
we didn't get this game, I would have wanted that game.
Yeah.
But
I think that one's done. I forget if it's like second or third top SEC team or something that gets to go there.
Well, see, here's the thing. We beat Florida. We're in that game.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%.
We play more than one quarter against Georgia. We're in that game.
Yeah.
We kick a field goal at halftime and beat LSU. We're in that game.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, it's our performance on the field that got us where we are. That's fine.
Yeah.
I wanted a 10-win season. We're going to get a 10-win season. I'm happy.
Yeah. And we have a very good shot at getting a 10-win season, despite the turmoil I feel like even you and I have felt being probably, I don't know, just like we could see, I mean, we saw Auburn potentially going, 11, 10 wins this season.
Oh, we could be undefeated right now.
I mean, it is very possible. 21, I think it's 21 points between all of the losses that we've had this season.
Should be less than that because the Florida game, we just let a late touchdown run happen and we couldn't do anything in the second half. Not a dang thing on offense.
All right, let's talk about some of the other bowls because, we do our segment on an Auburn fan perspective on the SEC. So I wanted to kind of spin that a little bit and do an Auburn fan perspective on the SEC teams and bowls. So let's start out with some of the New Year's Six bowls. And then we can go down. So, as far as the New Year's Six bowls, I thought it was kind of odd, just personally, that there's only two actually on New Year's. But that's just me. Whatever. Maybe I'm just whatever. I know they got to spread it out, but literally there's three of them on the 28th, and there's one on the 30th, and only two on the New Year's Day, like New Year's Day, and you call yourself the New Year's Six bowls. Whatever.
Yeah, kind of like, dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just, whatever terminology you want to throw out there, but come on.
It's all about the money.
Oh, absolutely. It's about the money, about spreading out the game so you can get maximum exposure. I get that. I absolutely do. But let's talk about the Peach Bowl. That was the first one that I had on here. So number one, LSU playing number four, Oklahoma. This is the semifinal for the playoffs. I'm glad LSU moved up, especially dominating Georgia.
Yeah.
Dominating. Like, Georgia looked pitiful.
Dismantled that team.
Like, we were, Eric and I were at her company Christmas party, and they had the game going. We're at one of her coworkers' houses, and the owner of the house is a Georgia fan. And he was watching the game at the beginning, and I forget at what point, but he just turned the TV off because he got mad and he didn't want to see anything more. And he's a huge Georgia fan. So it takes a lot to just be like, I'm turning this game off. I'm not watching a bit more just because he saw the writing on the wall because of that game. Anyways, back to LSU.
One thing I want to comment on that is,
okay, go for it.
You know, after the top four were selected, someone on the committee said it was a really tough debate between Oklahoma and Georgia, and literally floodgates opened on Twitter, and I saw just Georgia fan after Georgia fan being like, are you kidding me? Like, if you go and you find that tweet where there was a handful of them where that statement was made and tweeted out, and in the comment section, Georgia fans are going in there and saying, did you watch the game or we just got obliterated? Be
what?
Like, we are not,
really?
We are not top four material.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
Hilarious.
I'm proud of them for being, I don't know, what is it, self-reflective?
Yeah.
On that, but
they're like, we just got embarrassed.
No chance. Yeah.
We don't deserve to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's jump back to the Peach Bowl. So right now LSU is favored by 12.5 points. And then, I mean, this is going to be a fun one just because I feel like Jalen Hurts has got a good team around him. He's obviously the star of the team, but this could be a really fun one. I want to see, this may be a fun shootout kind of game. And I feel like that's the only chance that Oklahoma has is if they can keep up with LSU's high powered offense.
My favorite thing about the Peach Bowl is that Jalen Hurts now has more appearances than Alabama in the past 4 years in the college football playoff.
That's awesome.
So good job, Jalen.
Got
way
himself
to go, man.
Back there.
Got back.
Yep.
Didn't need his old team.
The next one we've already mentioned is the Orange Bowl. It's number 9, Florida, facing number 24, Virginia. And Virginia double dribbled because
we
all know that's true. And I'm still hurt from it. I want Florida to just obliterate them because of that. Let's also kind of like talk about, I feel like just because of how weak the ACC is, I feel like Virginia is the prime, prime example of this. If we were to move to the ACC, how do you see that going? I'm just curious, Ben, like if we did go to the ACC, you know, an easier schedule football wise, basketball wise, it would be a really awesome competition.
Mm.
But football wise, how do you kind of view that?
I mean, I don't necessarily want it to happen because as much as I say that I do, I feel like, you know, what is the saying? Iron strengthens iron or something like that.
Yeah.
And
iron sharpens iron. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you go and play cream puffs all year long, then you have to play the rest of the teams, then, you know, it's going to be a tough uphill battle because you haven't really been challenged at all. And that's honestly what's facing Clemson, is they haven't had a challenge. But I still think they're stacked. However,
oh, yeah, I think so too.
I don't know if Auburn would be as good as we are if we played in the ACC. I mean,
no, you're probably right.
I'm sure if we moved over there, we'd own it the first 5 years-ish. But then I think we'd see regression within the recruits and the way that we play.
Well, and one thing that I was trying to think of, at least in the last, I don't know, probably decade, it seems like when Auburn plays an easier, you know, quote unquote easier team, either we just run them over, which is always fun because I'm thinking about Mississippi State this year, or we
play down to our competition.
Yeah, we play down like the Ole Miss game.
Yep.
And those are, I feel like we'd probably get down to more of like the Ole Miss game where how we were played. And like, I don't know if I really like that. I'd rather be playing the tough competition like the Georgias and Bamas of the world. Even if we split them like we did this year, we're playing tough competition. And you can kind of see it in the players, their swagger. Like, we can hang with the big boys.
Yep.
We're not afraid.
And now that Kiffin's coming to Ole Miss, I mean, Ole Miss is gonna step it up too.
Yeah, that'll be a good team that I feel like needs a little just shot in the arm, and this could be it. Having them potentially in, and maybe not next year, probably not next year, but
no, it'll take
future,
a while.
Like, okay, let me do this real quick while we're on Ole Miss. Ole Miss, do you want to know their first four games
this coming year?
It is for 2020.
Yeah.
Their first five games are Baylor.
Oh, man.
They have a nobody team, Southeastern Missouri. But then the third game is Auburn. LSU and Alabama. You're probably looking at under, especially under a new head coach. 1-5 start.
That sucks.
Yeah, or 1-4 start. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 1-4. I can't. I can count.
That's rough.
I can math.
But yeah, I mean, you're just kind of, I don't know. That's gonna be rough for Kiffin.
Have we learned?
You go that. Go 1-4.
Have we learned what he's getting paid?
Haven't seen anything. There may be.
It's got to be huge to get him out of Boca. Because like he's living on a boat at the beach, coaching a team that he's taken well beyond their expectations.
Yeah.
They have to be paying him a lot of money to get him out of there.
Yeah. So. Let's see.
And then the fans are going to go nuts when they go 1-4. Who's there?
All right. This is what an article I'm reading right now. It's looking to be about $4 million a year plus bonuses. Pretty significant considering he was making at FAU a little under $1 million a year.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, good for good for you, guy.
Big step up.
I just can't wait for the Taj Bono parodies.
They're coming back. They're coming back, guys.
Well, he did some for FAU, too.
Did he really? I forgot. Did he?
Yeah. Oh,
I must have missed those.
They weren't as prevalent, but... okay. Oh, there you go. They play Vanderbilt after Alabama, so they can go 2-4.
2-4, okay.
Then they play
then
Florida.
Then they can fight back.
They'll lose.
They'll probably lose that one.
Middle Tennessee, they'll win 3 games. Texas A&M, they'll lose. Arkansas, they should be able to beat Arkansas. So they win 4 games. Georgia Southern, 5 games. Mm-hmm. Up comes down to the Egg Bowl once again. Oh. Will a player act like a dog and pee on the field to lose that game?
Oh, man.
They beat Mississippi State. They go to bowl game.
Do you think that Kiffin can, in his first year, pull off some upset and beat a team, I don't know, like
Alabama?
Maybe Baylor? Like, oh, Alabama would be so perfect. So perfect.
I feel like
you have
Alabama's
to know,
Achilles heel is us or Ole Miss.
That's so true. And you know Kiffin's going to be like, all right, guys,
this
is my old team. Plus, I'm at Ole Miss.
He hates
now.
Saban.
I know. I know. That could be beautiful. That'll be a beautiful game.
That'll be a game to watch for sure.
Yeah. Even if at that point you're looking at a 1-3 team going into that game, it's still going to be beautiful.
If anything, I guarantee he's going to drop some plays just to troll Saban.
So true. He's going to do, I don't know, maybe some brilliant play that he did at Bama and just pull it over on Bama. That'd be great.
Watch them act like they're going to go for it on fourth down every single time, but have the punter as a wide receiver.
Wonderful.
It's going to happen.
That'd be so perfect. All right, let's get back to near six bowls. The Sugar Bowl is number 5 Georgia versus the number 7 Baylor Bears. And then Georgia's favored by 7 points. No shocker there. I feel like Georgia, if they can put any semblance of an offense together, I think they win.
I mean, I don't know. Baylor's looked really good, even though Oklahoma beat them twice. But did you see the new, I don't even know who makes those videos, the SEC video that happens each week?
Yeah, I've seen this.
Did you see the one this week?
I don't think I've seen it yet.
Okay, well, I don't want to spoil it, but
okay,
I'm gonna give hints. I am gonna spoil it. That's just
okay.
A thing. So spoilers for the SEC video.
Skip like 1 minute into the video if you don't want, or the podcast, not the video.
Just hit that 15-second button a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So the. This random donor comes in and he says he has t-shirts to give away to like this donation facility. And on the t-shirt, it reads 2019 SEC champs, Georgia Bulldogs. And then he goes, he's like, brings in boxes and he's like, no, we don't need these. He said, look behind me. And then it shows 2018 SEC champs, Georgia Bulldogs. And it shows 2017 national champs Georgia Bulldogs, and he's like, we have plenty of t-shirts.
Oh my gosh.
And then he calls up someone on the radio and it's like, hey, I need someone to unload these boxes of Georgia t-shirts. Also get ready because when they lose the Sugar Bowl, we're gonna get those too.
Oh man, this is gonna be glorious.
Definitely watch it. It was so funny.
Did you see the video somebody put on Twitter of this was, I think, even in the middle of the game, the Georgia championship t-shirts were getting rolled out.
Yeah, the Barstool. The Barstool account that posted that?
Barstool account.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
This is like troll worthy.
He was like, hey, can I get one of those t-shirts?
Yeah, right. I would just, honestly, if it passed by, passing me by, I'd just like steal it off and run. It's so fun.
You get walked out of the Georgia Dome or whatever it's called now because you stole a Georgia t-shirt that says they're going to win.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. That would be awesome.
Get ready, kids in Africa. You got some more clothes coming.
Absolutely. Let's finish out the rest of the bowls. We'll kind of hit these real quick and then just discuss a couple other things. So the Texas Bowl, Oklahoma State's playing Texas A&M. Right now, Texas A&M's favored by 4.
They should be.
Yep. The Citrus Bowl is Michigan versus Alabama. And Alabama right now is favored by 6.5 points. I have a question for you, though, Ben. Who do you want to lose this game? Harbaugh or Saban? I'm not asking about winning. Who do you want to lose? Like, if you had to pick one team, which one would you rather lose?
I want Alabama to lose strictly because I want to be ranked above them in the AP poll. What are you doing?
I know, right?
Tied at 9? Are you kidding me? If only there was a way to see which team would win in a matchup together.
I don't know. There's a thing called a rivalry week.
There's a thing called Iron Bowl champions, state champs.
Really? Come on, AP poll. Really?
Here's the thing, though, is like if Harbaugh wins, though, then he's just going to be this little punk man. But you know what? How much longer is he going to be at Michigan anyway? He's going to get fired the next year, right? So who cares?
Right.
Who cares? You know what? If Michigan loses this game, Harbaugh might get fired right there on the field. Who knows?
Nah, I doubt it. But I doubt
he did
it.
Take his team to a New Year's Six Bowl, so I guess he gets that.
That's pretty big. Another bowl that SEC teams are in, the Tax Slayer Bowl, Tennessee's playing Indiana. And I just thought it was kind of interesting that at the beginning of the season, you know, we were making fun of Tennessee for just being dumb and not doing anything, I feel like, this whole season. And then, you know, they have 7 wins now. Like, I feel like that's pretty impressive. It's not, you know, the most wow, all right, Tennessee's back now, but you know, they have 7 wins. They're in a bowl.
Yeah.
That's more than I thought they'd be at the beginning of the season. I mean, considering, you know, they lost to Georgia State, BYU. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, they've
turned it around.
They definitely bought in and, you know, the players rallied. But my question is, who on Indiana's team is going to get their face stomped on? I mean,
just like what?
It's a high possibility.
Oh, man.
So
you better watch your faces.
Yep.
Make sure you have a face.
Strap
mask on
those helmets.
Yeah. And, you know, if you really want to have good protection, have one of those visors, too.
There you go.
And then we also have the Belk Bowl. That's between Ben's favorite team, the Virginia Hokies.
Boo.
And Kentucky.
Oh, and Kentucky's. Yeah. quarterback/wide receiver just declared for the NFL, so he's going to be ineligible.
Yeah.
So, hand Virginia Tech their worst season and team in the past, I don't know, 5 decades, and they still get to win a bowl game? Garbage.
Yeah, real garbage. I wanted, if Kentucky's quarterback was still there, you know, their wide receiver, whoever he's been for the last, you know, pretty much the full season, it feels like, he's the guy that's, I don't know, kept Kentucky in some really pretty decent games. But, yeah, anyways, I have the same feeling Virginia Tech's going to walk out that one. The Birmingham Bowl, that's Mississippi State. They, you know, kind of lucked their way in. I mean, they're not really. But Ole Miss's idiocracy.
Yeah, piss miss. Go to the Birmingham Bowl.
I guess. Yeah, man. I'm glad they have a bowl, but yeah.
And then Louisville, are they seriously the second best team in the ACC?
Is that what? Well, it's the Birmingham Bowl. So.
Oh, I get it. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. They're the second best behind Clemson, though. If you look at the...
Yeah.
So you've got Virginia and Clemson as the top two over the Atlantic and Coastal. And then the second in the Atlantic is Louisville. At 7-5. Stop your complaining, Dabo. You play teams like Louisville. Are you kidding?
You should not be
a team
number one.
So forgettable, I didn't even realize they were in your conference.
Oh, man. And then I just wanted to throw in there, and then we'll wrap this thing up in just a little bit, is Missouri. And, you know, they're not bowl like they were. They would have been bowl eligible, but they cheated in algebra. So there's that. Aha, Missouri. And Kelly Bryant over there, y'all don't deserve an extra few weeks of practice because of that.
Solve for X. It means you're not making it to a bowl game.
If they can't solve for X, I don't know who the X wide receiver is out there. I don't think they know who that is either at that rate. Let's talk a little bit, kind of wrap this thing up with Auburn. So a couple players decided to transfer for Auburn, unfortunately, but it feels like every year a couple players end up leaving. A couple that I've announced, Marquise McClain, he's a wide receiver for Auburn. He's played in 37 games, but he's only caught 3 passes for 84 yards. He's going to be entering the transfer portal, and or he's already in there, and will be a grad transfer. So effective, you know, whenever a team picks him up, he should be eligible to play next year. Michael Harris, he's a reserve linebacker. He's seen, you know, limited action. He's seen action in about 10 different games this season, but only totaled 3 tackles and 1 forced fumble and 1 fumble recovery. So, you know, I feel like he just wanted some extra stuff or extra action in there. And then we also have Joey Gatewood, who's we knew was already in the transfer portal a few weeks back. But it's official, he's now transferring to Kentucky. Though I have a feeling he's probably going to have to sit out this next season, which is kind of unfortunate since Auburn is playing Kentucky this coming season. It would be fun to see Joey Gatewood get in there potentially. But, I mean, unless something happens, I mean, hey. Do you think it's something like Justin Fields, you know, his eligibility, you know, maybe something like that?
Yeah, just hire a good lawyer. And
I mean, that seems to be what Justin Fields did. And I mean, hey, power to him. It worked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool that he was able to get immediate eligibility. And obviously it paid off because now he's one of the 4 Heisman finalists in his first year at Ohio State. So
yep.
Pretty cool for him.
I wonder if Georgia's kicking themselves for that. Seeing Jake Fromm, State Farm, just sputter out. Look like garbage the last few games.
Well, even I've heard Georgia fans say, and I mean, I've seen it with my own eyes too, but it seems like regress. But I don't know how much you can blame on that with how great of wide receivers he had last year compared to just a lot of young talent this year.
Oh, man. Let's definitely discuss one more thing on this. I would love to play Joey Gatewood next year when we play Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I hope he gets in and gets immediate eligibility. Georgia's coach throwing his entire wide receiver core under the bus.
That was dumb.
And driving over them as he leaves Georgia's stadium. What is that? What is that thing called now? Is that the Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Is that what it's called?
In
the Falcon Stadium?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Mercedes-Benz.
I miss the dome, man.
Yeah.
As he was leaving Mercedes-Benz in a bus, he decided to chuck all the wide receiver core under it and drive over them. And you know what?
So what was his comment? Just kind of summarizing off the quote exactly.
The question was, are you getting all of the talent out of your wide receivers? Because before the game, you said we have the same guys, and during the game, it sure didn't look like it. And he said, oh, you know what? Well, last year we had multiple guys who'd be playing on Sundays, and I don't think we have anyone on the team that'll be doing that this year. You know, if you look at the way that, you know, they caught balls, we just had drops. There was like at least 5 drops that shouldn't have happened. And, you know, you think, you know, they catch those balls, then, you know, maybe that would change something. And, you know, as we as coaches need to get better at recruiting. And I was like, holy cow, dude, what are you doing? It's like,
wow.
The correct answer to that is, you know what? We have some young players that we're looking to develop and get ready for us next year. That's all you had to say,
absolutely,
dude. But instead, you go and say that your players aren't up to snuff. They're garbage. You should have recruited better. And they should all leave the team, basically. And you
That's
know
ridiculous.
What? We do pretty good with Georgia transfers. So, you know, open arms over here. We have a wide receiver core that's, you know, seven. How many players? We have probably 13 deep. I'd say wide receiver core. But we'll take some more. Why not? Come on over, Georgia.
Yeah.
You guys don't want to play for Kirby? That's fine. Totally understand.
That would be incredible. All right, let's kind of finish this out with the coaching carousel and then get out of here, I guess, with Arkansas. Arkansas hired the offensive line coach from Georgia, Sam Pittman, which sounds like a fantastic recruiting kind of guy, which you probably need out there in Arkansas. But I was looking back at his history, literally his last head coaching experience outside of high school. He's been doing mostly offensive line coaching in college level, but his last head coaching experience was in 1992 at a community college in Kansas. So I don't know how, I mean, they're taking a big leap of faith on this guy. And I mean, really anybody who goes to Arkansas, like, good luck. Good luck over there.
Yeah, for real. Have fun in Walmart land.
Okay, Ben, I got a really big crack out of this. So the Arkansas football Twitter account tweeted that Sam Pittman blocked them and is still blocked them, apparently.
Why?
So I don't know. Something previously, Sam Pittman was mad at Arkansas football and was like, I'm going to block you. So, like, their new head football coach has blocked their own football account.
What a great start.
That's great. Great. Perfect. And then, of course, Ole Miss. They fired Matt Luke a few weeks ago. Actually, it's a week ago now at this point. And now they've got Lane Kiffin, which, I mean, I think, Ben, you and I are pretty excited about that, do you have different feelings about it?
No, I love it. I mean, make another powerhouse in the SEC West. Why not? Why don't we just hire great coaches at all these places? And then, you know, if you win out the SEC West, you'll win every game because it's going to be the hardest thing that you ever play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, let's go for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know, he just brings some excitement in good or bad ways to the SEC. I love his trolling, especially his trolling of Bama, and it's going to come even more now that he's back in the SEC.
I love his trolling of other coaches. I love Tosh.0's trolling of him. It's just going to be, I'm glad he's back in a prevalent place, and yeah, it should be an exciting, you know, turn of events to see what happens at Ole Miss.
Yeah, and I was talking to one of my Ole Miss friends, and his family still lives around Ole Miss's campus, and he was talking about how excited they are about having Lane Kiffin there. And it seems like the general Ole Miss fan base is very excited, because I felt like they kind of got tired of Matt Luke and his running. He was just a run-heavy kind of offense, and I felt like Ole Miss, just even thinking back to like Hugh Freeze type days, they were so pass heavy, and that was what made them so amazing. That's how they were able to beat teams like Alabama and just get those 9-10 win seasons. And honestly, if Ole Miss kind of keeps that up with having Lane Kiffin come in, I would not be sad, except when Auburn has to face them. So. But it would be good to give, I don't know, just like some ease, some oomph to it. All right. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it. I guess honorable mentions, you know, we already mentioned Derek Brown, SEC Defensive Player of the Week. But on the first team, Derek Brown for the AP poll, Marlon Davidson and KJ Britt. Second team, Jeremiah Denson. So, you know, big time defensive stars on that list, and pretty proud to have those guys be at least acknowledged for that from the AP All SEC honors. Ben, anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, man. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's bowl season. I'm excited to see a handful of these. Coaching carousel is going to get kind of crazy. Lots of news coming up. I'm sure lots of movement. But, you know, hold on tight, because season's not over yet. I mean,
yeah,
actual season is, but football's not over yet.
Yep. Best we still got the Outback Bowl. And stay tuned for that.
Try
one.
Try throw another shrimp on the barbie. Get yourself blooming onion. Some steak and shrimp.
Oh, yes.
Some brown bread with some butter.
That's right. I'm excited about it, and excited about potentially going down to Tampa for that one.
Well, when you go to Tampa, I'll go to Outback.
All right. Enjoy yourself at Outback. I probably won't be going to Outback if I go to Tampa. I feel like I'll probably be going, I don't know, somewhere else, local.
What if I go to Outback for the Outback Bowl?
Hmm. But do they have many TVs? I mean, you could sit at the bar.
I guess. I don't know.
I feel like they don't have many TVs there.
I haven't been to an Outback in probably since I was at Auburn.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have them at the bar, so okay. You could sit over there. But
things to contemplate.
Yeah. Ben, before we go, do you want to give me your social media so stay in contact with you?
Yeah, you guys can find me anywhere on social media at BENK1NG. That's also my Venmo account if you want to give me some money for Outback.
That's funny.
And Captain Plainsman on Twitter.
And then you can find me on Twitter as well at @AJAYJAY_. And that's not my Venmo.
It's always great to be an Auburn Tiger and War Eagle.
And War Eagle.
4 you get out of here, we want to remind you of a couple things. Head over to e2cnetwork.com, our website where you can find everything that you'll ever need from us, podcasts, blogs, and even ways to help support the show. If you want to find individual episodes, you can download all of these on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. So until we see you again, I want to remind you of one thing, that here at the network, we believe in Auburn and love it. The only question remains, do you?